I wrote these stories that way, guided by my heart and by my ear. I was writing a novel and didn't know I was writing a novel. If I had, I probably couldn't have done it. I remember trying to write something that was a cross between fiction and poetry, like Jorge Luis Borges's Dream Tigers, a book whose stories read like fables, but with the lyricism and succinctness of poetry. I knew I wanted to tell a story made up of a series of stories that would make sense if read alone, or that could be read all together to tell one big story, each story contributing to the whole, like beads in a necklace. I hadn't seen a book like this before. After finishing my book, I would discover these novels later. Gwendolyn Brooks' Maud Martha, Nelly Campobello's Cartucho, Emilio Ebreu Gomez's Canek, Tomás Rivera's Y No Se Lo Tragó La Tierra. I finished writing my book in November 1982, miles from the Iowa cornfields. I had traveled a great distance from the book's inception, both physically and mentally. And in the meantime, lots of things had happened to me. I had taught Latino high school dropouts and counseled Latina students, because I often felt helpless as a teacher and counselor to alter their lives. Their stories began to surface in my memoir. Then Mongo Street ceased to be my story. I arranged and diminished events on Mongo Street to speak a message, to take from different parts of other people's lives and create a story like a collage. I merged characters from my 20s with characters from my teens and childhood. I edited, changed, shifted the past to fit the present. I asked questions I didn't know to ask when I was an adolescent. But best of all, writing in a younger voice allowed me to name that thing without a name, that shame of being poor, of being female, of being not quite good enough, and examine where it had come from and why, so I could exchange shame for celebration. I had never been trained to think of poems or stories as something that could change someone's life. I had been trained to think about where a line ended or how best to work in a metaphor. It was always the how and not the what we talked about in class. Even while I was teaching in the Chicano community, the two halves of my life were at odds with each other. The half that wanted to roll up my sleeves and do something for the community, and the half that wanted to retreat to my kitchen and write. I still believed my writing couldn't save anyone's life but my own. In the years since Mongo Street has been published, those two halves of my life have met and merged. I believe this because I've witnessed families buying my book for themselves and for family members, families for whom spending money on a book can be a sacrifice. Often they bring a mother, father, sibling, cousin along to my readings, or I am introduced to someone who says their son or daughter read my book in a class and brought it home for them. And there are the letters from readers of all ages and colors who write to say I have written their story. The raggedy state of my books that some readers and educators hand me to sign is the best compliment of all. These are my affirmations and blessings. Am I Esperanza? Yes and no. And then again, perhaps maybe. One thing I know for certain. You, the reader, are Esperanza. So I should ask, what happened to you? Did you stay in school? Did you go to college? Did you have that baby? Were you a victim? Did you tell anyone about it, or did you keep it inside? Did you let it overpower and eat you? Did you wind up in jail? Did someone harm you? Did you hurt someone? What happened to Margarita, Fat Boy, Gizmo, Angelica, Leticia, Maria, Rubén, Silvia, José, Dagoberto, Refugia, Bobby? Will you go back to school? Find somebody to take care of the baby while you're finishing your diploma? Go to college? Work two jobs so you can do it? Get help from the substance abuse people? Walk out of a bad marriage? Send paychecks to the woman who bore your child, Learn to be the human being you are not ashamed of. Did you run away from home? Did you join a gang? Did you get fired? Did you give up? Did you get angry? You are Esperanza. You cannot forget who you are.